Pride and Prejudice by Jane Austen. This book is produced by RNIB.
RNIB. Supporting people with sight loss. This book has been made accessible under the Copyright Visually Impaired Persons Act 2002, 31B. Copyright in this recording for the accessible market vests in RNIB. Register charity number 226227.
To the reader. When you have seen and enjoyed a film or TV programme that has been made from a famous book, you may decide to read the book. Then what happens? You get the book and, it's more than likely, you get a shock as well. You turn 10 or 20 pages and nothing seems to happen. Where are all the lively people and exciting incidents? When, you say, will the author get down to telling the story? In the end, you will probably throw the book aside and give up. Now, why is that? Well, perhaps the author was writing for adults and not for children. Perhaps the book was written a long time ago, when people had more time for reading and liked nothing better than a book that would keep them entertained for weeks. We think differently today. That's why some of these wonderful books have been retold for you. If you enjoy them in this shorter form, then when you are older, you will go back to the original books and enjoy all the more the stories they have to tell. About the author. Jane Austen was born in 1775, the youngest daughter of a family of seven children. Her father was rector of the village of Steventon in Hampshire, and it was